let's make believe that we're in the 3D world, use our mouths and actually talk a little bit, share our experiences. The sharing is, it's for everyone. It's for you as much as it's for everyone else on the call. So just always know that you, when you share what you went through, literally the vibration of your voice talking allows your physical cells to receive what you've just experienced at a like psycho spiritual level. And it's also awesome for others because sometimes we say something and someone else is like, ding, or it pinballs and it creates even more fun energy into this big ball that I'm still spinning around us all. So that was really fun. That was my version of a soft call to start the year. Yeah. Oh, Caro, you're being very official right now. You're raising your hand.
Yeah. You're new folks, so I want to be.
Oh.
So I can share for me, like with the balls, that was not the first time I was doing it, because we've been doing it together with to help me with PTSD, and it's really helping. Sometimes I do it again, just I'm in the middle of anywhere, and then I will spin both balls, so it really does help me. And to do it combined with the hairline, and with that kind of V shape, and to fill it up with the balls and all of that, so it really helped me, because I was able to really feel it. And lately, like it was hurting me, there was a big split inside me, and I feel, and now it's more filled up. And I kind of, it helps me to kind of see it and feel it. So, and to have all of the pieces coming back into my heart, I was able to feel it as well. So yeah, thanks to all. So I'm very grateful I was here tonight. So that's how it is like for me.
I love what you just said. Thanks to all, right? We're all doing this together. It's not like, this isn't like, I'm here and I'm doing this. Like, we're all doing this together. We're joyful soul expansion companions. We're all equal. And yeah, the split. We've all got it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. So. That was really something, because lately I was doing, in French, we say mais, so but, okay. And then, and there's always that thing where, you know, it's like, okay, it's okay what you're saying, but, okay. And then with instead of, and versus or, so all of that. So it really helps me to feel it within all my cells, yes, the way it was talked about tonight. So thanks.
Yes, you're super welcome. We're going to be playing with that a lot. This whole understanding the splits and the dissociations, that's what it's all about. Like that, polarized minds is from childhood trauma. And at that age, when we're like 3 or 7 or whatever, we only have so much brain development we're working with. And we come up with conclusions about life. And then we're still stuck in those conclusions. And we're like freaking 40 years old, you know? And these things create dualistic perspectives of reality. I'm a slut or I'm a saint. I'm a good person or I'm a bad person. You know, I'm a bully or I'm a victim. And that's the splits. That's what we want to go fill up with energy. Because it's like, it's bullshit. It's just part of 3D stuff. And the more we're going towards 5D, the less we can do that 3D dualistic perspectives. So it's like either and, but it's actually, what it really is either or. That's the dualistic stuff. I'm either this or I'm that. You know, what we're going towards is both and. I am both this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, we will be playing a lot with filling up polar splits this year. Is going to be fun. We have another very polite person here that put their hand up.
She put her hand up. It seems like I'd like to get called on. I think I can lower hand. Nope. Okay. I'm going to lower my hand because I'm staring at my hand. Did it go down?
Yeah.
No.
It did.
Okay, there we go. One of my like biggest campaigns is, I say removing the word "but" will save the planet, and how much the word "but" is created in that world, and it, this energetics around that word is so destructive. So anyways, I got to see that in a different capacity there, so thank you for expanding. A lot opened up for me. I was able to be present and laying down the entire time. And is it hairline?
H-A-I-R-A.
Hairline, perfect. Okay, that's helpful. Based on what I've been through, I think I'm like 190 days, and with the trauma in my body, like that experience of going way forward or way back, and the left night for sure, very real. And I actually was able to move through some of that trauma and release some of that and get it out of me during the meditation space. And for like my body, it's like 190 days ago, like I experienced like being taken against my will for 9 days. And so like this massive trauma of, I'm a real victim based on that experience. And I'm also really angry and want justice. And so this anger comes up in me. And so I'm very much in both, and have been in both of those worlds, and then ashamed that I've been in both of those worlds. And so finding the space between, just I do feel like unsupported, alone, isolated, all those things that like keep me from that. So
yeah,
I see a lot of that. I just also am like, I guess for me, I'm like in due time. And then I'm also like, I just can't see, or just don't know.
And that's okay. It's a, if we could see the whole thing in advance, what the hell would be the use? And, you know, where would be the fun, right? Like, I know, like, we sometimes we're like, no, I want to see, I want to know. And it's like, yeah, that's the mind. Because at the soul level, it's a very rich experience that you're going through. Like, whoa, you know, whoa, very, very rich, very. What you will bring into this world through what you've gone through, and your healing, your holding yourself, bringing yourself back together. Of course, you can't see how big it is, because it's as big as the entire planet.
Thank you. I think I'm just like, in my own mind, it's like, just give it so you can be like healed and start doing the next thing. And because I can't live, because I am living in both of those worlds, so there it's making myself wrong over the fact that I'm just I live in both of those worlds, and I know better, and I can't seem to do better. And so that's where a lot of that comes up for me.
Yeah. And it's this is what the mind does, right? The mind's like, well, you should be further along, you should and it's like, how about you're already doing it? How about what's going on right now for you is you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, sometimes we're like, I'm not in my soul purpose. Like, oh my God, I'm not in my life mission. It's like, that your life mission is going to happen throughout your entire life. Like, you can't sit there at, you know, we do this. We're like, well, I'm 35 and I'm totally off track. You're totally on track.
Yeah.
You're right in it.
I hear too. Like when you present in the beginning, it's like the way that my body stores that is like in this ideal perfect state, so then I receive it as like a place to judge, compared to just simply like all that you just said is all of the experience, and I'm going to be all the experience. Yes. And now I have awareness of like, oh, that's what I'm experiencing, and having that ability to actually see it happening, and the value of that, which is just, that would say that's one thing I've been so grateful getting into your space, is like the depth of awareness you give me to what is happening energetically. Like I geek out into some spaces and I can't get anything in this, and it barely touches at anything that you touch into. So it just takes me so much further. So thank you.
Enjoy the messiness.
Growth
is messy.
Yeah.
And you're always doing it right, by the way.
Thank you.
Cool, Jenna, thank you. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else feeling all formal that's gonna put a hand up, or are you just gonna unmute yourself?
I found that really enjoyable and very nourishing. It just felt really good. And I found it interesting that immediately the split just was like my entire body just kind of in a jagged jagged split, and really able to fill it up with the shiny white light and just the silver powder just puffing out. And it was lovely.
Yeah, silver powder, man.
Yeah.
So to anyone in the call that doesn't know about the silver powder, like, first of all, so silver is feminine. It's a feminine mineral. Gold is a masculine mineral. Silver is a feminine mineral. But more importantly, silver powder is super effective at, how can I explain this? One of my mentors talked about it in terms of your spatiotemporal body, which is just a lot of big words, but basically it feeds the part of your energy system that is then able to effect quicker change and transition. You know, like if we use the metaphor of a car, if your spatiotemporal body is kind of like all like, you know, like running on steam, you got like an old car, an old shitty ass car. And it's like, if you're going 150 kilometers and you turn really fast with that thing, it's like, you know? Whereas if you have a Lamborghini and you're going 150 clicks an hour and you turn, it's all good, right? So what that silver powder is doing is it's feeding and repairing that part of your energy field that's able to kind of like, okay, switch gears, like, and just, you know, whether it's just, you know, quantum leaping upwards or just changing directions. Like, I've been doing this for 35 years and it's like, oh, look at that, boom, and go in that direction. For a lot of people, that's so hard to do because their energy body is like, so that's what we're doing with the silver powder. We're feeding that part of the body that's then able to like, bing, just switch directions. And it's not a big deal. It's like, well, F that, I'm done with that. Next. That's the goal of the silver powder. Just parentheses. I feel like calling someone out. Yeah. And Jeanette, I like that it's like the whole being. Like for me, like I could feel like it was like a split. I could feel it go down. Like it felt like it was just like a little bit lower than my plexus, like almost like my belly button. And then, but then coming up, you know, like I could just feel all that filling up. Like it's like, oh.
Yeah, it was this kind of juxtaposed, like the entire thing being split, but there was still also the sense of a cavern where there had to be some connection somewhere, you know, kind of thing, but the mind didn't know what to do with it.
To me, I often see it like that. It's almost like we'll do that in camp. I thought we were going to do campfire, but I just ended up bringing the split stuff without tapping into the campfire thing. But often what we'll do in other months this year, like as we're playing with understanding these polarized parts of us, like the good girl or the bad girl or the whatever, is that it's kind of like they're both standing and they don't know how to look at each other other than like that's the enemy, you know, victim and bully kind of thing. And there's a split between them. You know, there's like a chasm between them. And we want to like start bringing the light in there so that these two parts come back together. That's the goal, is to bring everything back together. So yeah, so yes, it's like kind of juxtaposed. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We've got Camille, Anna, I'm aware that your connection's a little bit chunky tonight, so I'll leave it up to you to decide if you're going to try talking. You unmuted yourself.
We can try.
All right.
So in my case, that was a bit of a problem for us to deal with the bad connection.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we came in for the important part, but we came back in for the important part. And for me, it was Yeah, quite nourishing. And at one point I was lying on the bed and I just felt that my kind of like my neck, my neck straightened, and there was actually no attention to the, you know, the silver with the bubbly silver
energy, yeah.
Energy in the cracks and stuff, and I paid attention to how it was, and then I paid attention later, and it had shrunk, like there was less space.
Nice.
Like the cracks were closing or whatever. So that was fun. Nice to notice. This was very nourishing.
Wonderful. Yeah, these cracks are sealed with light. It brings them back together. So yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I felt I wasn't quite finished by the time we were on the verge of finishing. And so I just, how do I say, programmed in or whatever, that the silver and bubbles continue until they're done, you know?
Good. It'll always be more powerful when you're like intentionally there with it. But yes, programming it does work to a certain extent. And it's we're used to doing at least a solid hour of process. And tonight, because I had a lot to present, we did 30 minutes. So it's like our bodies are like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's over? Like, so I realized it was a bit shorter than usual tonight. But it was also more amplified. So yes, please feel free to re-listen to the recording and keep doing the work.
We will.
We will.
Yeah.
Cool. How about you, Anna? Anything you want to share?
Oh, okay. We're not on the screen, right? Okay.
No.
Well, for me, that was actually pretty challenging, to be real. I had this really intense feeling of resistance to the outer ball. Like every time you were mentioning the intention of the outer ball, there was just this like energy of rage coming up of like, get away from me. And like, and yeah, like lots of rage actually for me. And it felt like I tapped into some ancestral stuff, like on my dad's side of the men. And it was like, almost like the whole time there was just like this deep, like howl of like pain.
Wow.
So that's and it was coming from a specific place in my plexus, and like there was like this black stuff coming out of it the whole time into the inner ball, and that the inner ball felt really good, but my plexus still feels like it's like got a hole in it. So I don't know, I'm not quite sure what to do with that, but I'll just
yeah. Remember that ascension particle called the plexus purge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could be fun to redo. Yeah. And how interesting that the turmoil was going into the second ball, which is all about neutralizing the suppressed emotions. So yay to that.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, like it'd be easy to be like, oh, so that was like kind of effed up, you know, like but that sounds pretty perfect to me.
Yeah, it's perfect, and at the same time it's like, oh god, it doesn't feel very good, but
yeah.
At the same time, good for that energy for being like freed, you know.
Yeah, I'd say like just keep your hands on your plexus, you know, like maybe like, you know, like sometimes like sleeping like that with both hands on your plexus and just kind of like, hey, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're in my thoughts. I'll check into your plexus. And gold powder's coming in. I'm hearing golden powder would be good for your plexus right now.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm just kind of doing it at the same time as I'm saying it. Okay, you, Louis, Jared, Louise. Yeah, Louise.
Hi. I had a very strange kind of experience that when I started to visualize my chasm,
okay,
it too was spinning. And it kept getting deeper.
Interesting.
So I just kept, at one point I just wanted to start to see this light bubbles coming up from the bottom.
Yes.
Rather than filling it that way. And
yes, great idea.
And I kept trying to fill it up and I kept staying at the same level, right? And it was very difficult to bring it up to the surface.
Interesting.
And then when I got to the surface, it beamed out into the sky. And I kept getting interspersed visualizations of different geographical areas. It's really weird. It was very strange. It was, and that was what struck me the most. Physically, I had some vibrating feelings under my rib, specifically at my under my top left rib. Was it's almost like my rib was vibrating. It like the bone was vibrating. It was kind of odd. And then I've been extremely tight in my throat on and off for a few days, like tighter than usual. I felt a little bit of relief from that, but it came back.
I know, but this is a place where we hold a lot of whoo, and you know, like a lot of the energies coming in. That's where they hit us the hardest, because this is about really learning to embody and speak our truth and be sovereign beings. And it's like we have thousands of years of programming telling us that's not safe, right? So yeah, well, that left rib thing is very interesting. I almost feel like starting to redo what we used to do in the program 2 years ago, where we actually did like kind of hone in energetically on one thing. But I'm kind of doing it a little bit on the side, because I love the idea that you just tapped into. Like, I love that the idea that you just went like, well, how about I stop trying to just bring it in and actually make it come from the bottom as well. Mwah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. And yeah. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much, Julie. And everyone was really, and another thing I noticed when you said we're all doing this together, and I felt that. I perceived that quite a lot, and it was amazing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Yay. Thanks, Louise. All right, so we're missing two. We got the two boys. Sorry, I'm calling you guys boys. You're men. I'm sorry.
I was, I kind of got dizzy a little bit at first.
But I
noticed some vibration in my head, kind of in like this area. And then going through my body, and then I really I felt the energy more once I started connecting to my heart. And I could really feel that the energy expanding, and then as soon as like I, because I've been, it's like right here, there's a block that's like really coming up. I mean, it has been for a while, but it was really coming up today. And I put the light there and I passed out. Well, that's when I started going in and out of sleep. And then, I think I was kind of coming in and out of sleep, and then it ended. And then I kind of just woke up. Yeah,
you do that. You do that a little. You do that That's kind of a pattern you have sometimes on the calls. But yeah, we have to always remember that when your conscious mind sleeps, your subconscious mind is still listening to everything I'm saying.
Yeah.
Subconscious mind doesn't sleep, so it's still going in somewhere. But that block, that'll be interesting to, that'll probably be a good one for you to hone into as we go into this deeper work of actually finding where the energy blocks are in our body, because they're often in two or three subtle bodies. They're never through all seven, or else we'd barely be able to stand up. But that's really good that you can hone in specifically on one, and then we can have fun. Well, me and you, like in one-on-one, we can have fun playing with it, but also that'll be part of what we're going to be doing over the next couple of months, is really finding where these energy blocks are held in the body, what's the defense structure around it, and just bringing in energy. Because that's what we don't understand. It's like, let me rip off the defense structure to get to the wound. And it's like, that doesn't really work. We're going to bring new energy into the wound, and that will allow the wound to heal. And then the defense structure doesn't need to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Cool.
Thank you.
Welcome. And last but not least, drum roll.
You said Luis, I thought you were calling me. That's what they call me in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I was like confused for a second.
Mm.
Before this call, a few hours before, I do this like weekly Zoom meeting or Google Meet meeting with a student who's in college now.
Okay.
And it was a very interesting meeting because we talk about stuff like mindfulness and being present for like competition. But today we ended up talking based on the questions he had about shadows, and in particular the shadow of self-hatred, because of how much he judges himself and others when he sees people, according to him, like dogging it or not going full effort on something. And also, if he loses a match, how he judges himself. And I felt like there was a mirror reflecting on me as we were talking about this. So as I'm talking about it, I have to like look within myself to see what's coming up so I can talk to him about it and you know, help him understand it a little bit. But that gave me like a preview of like what to expect for this. But I was unsure. I was kind of, it was like foreshadowing. I kind of had that idea because it happens, I guess, more often now. But dealing with, and what the theme that came up was compassion. And so when you said compassion in here, I felt very heartwarming sensation in my chest.
Yes.
And I recently read this quote that resonated with me, but I wasn't sure how. But it's like it almost resonated at that time in advance to this call.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget who said it, but it was something along the lines of knowledge without compassion is cruel.
Mm.
Wow. And
yeah,
that was basically the theme of today's call with my student and now this. Like having that compassion for myself because of the, it's the soul wound of self-hatred for many things. And it just felt so comforting to, like, as you were saying the things, to like repeat in myself and really connect my heart to what I'm saying. To actually, I felt myself being more of a participant to the process, more than I have, and I think any call. It's almost like I saw myself doing it from the third person.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Lewis, like you, we've been working together a couple of years now. Like it's going to start happening more and more. You're going to have these like things come in and you can almost be like, I wonder what's going to happen in a couple of days. You know, you're going to like, I wonder what that's going to be for, you know, in a fun way. because it's like it's you're more and that, more in real time. It's really cool to watch.
On Monday, Julie and I are part of this Kyle Seeds program, and it's totally possible on Mondays where it's like you kind of explore possibilities and it's an interactive workshop. It's really really cool to really extend your comfort zone. And you talk to people all over the world. In my Kai Lego, which is at the very last one, you talk about you talk about yourself already having gone through maybe the last week or however many months you intend to talk about, and you reference yourself like in the past tense, like it already happened. And this spontaneously came up, and I was like, I remember hearing about this wonderful news that I had been waiting for a while to hear about, and I was so happy that I almost shed like a tear or something like that. And I just felt like saying that, and it felt so right at the time. And the person who I was doing with was like, "Oh, I can really feel that." And I remember hearing you like talk about that. The following day, I'm at the gym on the treadmill, and I get a phone call.
Yes.
And I see it, and I'm like, I kind of want to do my workout, but I just kind of tuned into my heart, and it's like, pick up the phone. Okay, I picked it up. And it's from a lady, a mother of, I train two of her kids, and eventually I think it's going to be three. She has a younger one. And she's just telling me some news about, she's helping me find a new location to start another wrestling school, because I'm going to be moving soon. And she said that she couldn't find one. She spoke to a guy, but then she spoke to her cousin, who's a real estate agent, and that she is very well known in the town, and she knows a lot of people who have CrossFit gyms and all sorts of fitness gyms, and that she was going to keep an eye open for us, and that she's really a good friend, or it's her cousin. And then she also said that she was willing to be a sponsor, or like someone who wanted to donate.
Oh, yes.
And apparently the lady does really well. She has like a lot of real estate, and she owns like different businesses. And I even told her that, you know, that I'm in the process of maybe starting a nonprofit. I have something set up right now where someone can donate, and it can be like a tax write-off, but it's not my own. So hearing that news, it's kind of like struck like
nice confirmation that you should do it.
That I should do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like the doors that could open. Because this is a local woman who's very involved in the community.
Yes.
And she's just very happy to see that somebody is doing what I'm doing, or what I intend to do when I move over there. And she really likes it, and she would like to like sponsor kids to go to the school. So that was the good news.
Bring on the Calego. Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. I'm gonna talk too loud on the mic. Woo! All right. Yay! Cool. All right. 8:07. Okay. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for us doing this together. Thank you. I love you all. See you in 2 weeks. We will be back on our normal schedule. So we're not going to be seeing each other Friday night. It'll be the usual Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. And for those of you that are coming in and don't know about the Hera and the Core Star and all that stuff, and you're like, what the, like, all these are available in the Facebook group. If you scroll down in the Facebook group, you'll be able to find these calls. They're until I set up some kind of structure where the calls are, you know, like they can be purchased later. For now, you guys can just go find them in there. And even just doing the last one from December, the first call of December, will give you a really good overview of these four levels of being. And it's definitely worth, it's worth listening to. It's wonderful stuff to work with the Hera line. Look forward to seeing you again. Bye.